You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hi, I'm Andy, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Friday Morning. So within the world of training the mind, I think there is a tendency sometimes to think that if we're training the mind, if we're looking after the mind, we are automatically training it to be positive all of the time. Of course, if you are familiar with the foundations of mindfulness, it has nothing to do with that. On the one hand, we are approaching the mind with a positive intention and we're encouraging the space for positive thoughts, and we're recognizing how destructive it can be or overwhelming it can be when the mind wanders off, when we get caught up in old, difficult, habitual patterns of mind. But we're not really trying to always be positive. I don't know if you remember, I mean, there's a pretty good chance that you've watched Friends at some stage in your life. I think it was Alec Baldwin, I could be wrong, but who played a character who was just relentlessly positive. And to the extent that it just didn't quite ring true. Again, it's not that it's a bad thing to be positive, but there's something that doesn't necessarily feel authentic about it. In my room as a monk, I had a piece of paper on the wall, and whenever I read or heard a particular thing that sort of stuck in my mind and that I wanted to remember, I'd write it down on this piece of paper. And at the end, when I left the monastery, I took the paper with me and thought, okay, well, this is something like useful kind of guidance for life. And it was one of my teachers there who said, meet people where they are. Tell them what they want to hear, not what you think they should hear. And that wasn't meant in the sense of giving people permission to do or say or to think negative things that could potentially harm. It was more the sense of, say, meeting people where they are. If someone's having a hard time, I don't know about you, but the last thing I want to hear if I'm having a really hard time is someone who's relentlessly cheerful saying, no, come on, you don't want to think like that, kind of cheer up. And actually, what I really would like is someone just put their arm around me and say, yeah, I get it, it's really hard. And if we take that approach, then we have to recognize that that sort of relentless positivity doesn't allow us to meet people where they are when they're having a difficult time. And it's really important that we're in touch with the folks around us, and it's really important that we're in touch with our own feelings, because there is no person on earth who always feels positive. And if we're telling ourselves that story in our own mind, there's no way that we're really listening to the way that we feel. The thoughts, the feelings in our body, in our mind are constantly changing. As human beings, life is complicated and it requires many different approaches, many different responses. It's really important that we respond to ourselves with self-compassion when things are difficult, and it's equally important we meet others in that same way. So not feeling any pressure to always be happy, not feeling any pressure to always put a positive spin on anything, being okay with that coming and going of life, and in doing so, actually taking the pressure off ourselves and allowing us to move a little bit closer to the people around us. Thanks for listening this week. Have a great weekend, whatever you have planned. I look forward to seeing you back here on Monday.
Hey everyone, it's Rosie. If you're here, I assume you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on this show and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering all of your questions and giving advice on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. We hope you'll join us soon.